The streets of Kabul are bustling as Afghans are preparing for Eid festivals. It's a big event. Muslims all around the world mark Eid al-Adha every year, and so do Afghans. People here are already in festive mood. They're seen mostly in shops with their families for Eid shopping. Buying new clothes is part of this celebration.
We have bought new clothes for Eid. We also get dry fruits to serve our guests during Eid days. So traditionally we do all what is common in our country.
Others are busy buying cow or sheep to slaughter. Everyone tries to find a nice and healthy one. They do this to honor Prophet Ibrahim's willingness to sacrifice his son to God. The meat is then divided between family, friends, and the poor. Other Muslims give money to charity to help poor families.
Sacrificing Eid al-Adha is not compulsory. Those who can afford it, they offer a sacrifice. One sacrifice is considered to be sufficient for the whole family. But due to poverty, most people cannot afford to buy even a goat now.
But insecurity still remains a big problem here. Fingers are already on triggers. Security forces have taken positions in everywhere. The number of their checkpoints has doubled. Their job is to prevent possible attacks on public places during Eid days. Despite this, no one feels safe here. Local Afghans describe the militants much stronger than ever now.
There is no peace in our villages, so it is too hard for people to celebrate such big events and enjoy. We hope the government takes this problem seriously and adopts better approaches for restoration of peace in our country.
We are worried. This is still no endurable peace in the country. Violence continues. I hope things change soon.
Afghans have many problems. Unemployment, rampant poverty, corruption, and rising food prices are other challenges these people are facing. But yes, insecurity is on the top. This city is usually a prime target for the militants. They do all what they can to strike at the heart of the city. A bomber who wanted to detonate his bombs was caught here yesterday. Now, will we see smiles on the faces of people here during Eid holidays? It remains to be seen. Faiz Khurshid, Press TV, Kabul.